Hello, I'm Anne Temkin, the Marie-José and Henry Kravis Chief Curator of Painting and Sculpture, and I'm pleased to welcome you to Inventing Abstraction, 1910 through 1925. It was only a century ago, beginning in late 1911 and throughout 1912, that audiences in Europe and the United States saw the first examples of abstract art in public exhibition. These first gestures had an enormous impact, and within a few years, dozens of artists were experimenting with abstraction. They were working in cities thousands of miles apart and across many mediums, from painting, drawing, and sculpture to photography, film, poetry, music, and dance. The result was the most radical rewriting of the rules of art making since the Renaissance. Leah Dickerman, curator at the Museum of Modern Art and the organizer of this exhibition, explains what led to this phenomenon.
It's no coincidence the key players in the transformation of culture that you see so radically in the second decade of the 20th century were deeply interconnected. And that's one of the major themes of this show, that abstraction was about relationships. It's a relay of ideas that move across a vast international network of artists and intellectuals who are working in different places and in different disciplines.
The chart in front of you maps the connections among the artists in this exhibition. Lines are drawn between those whose relationships could be documented. Individuals with the most connections are highlighted in red. These highly charismatic, socially adept figures, with contacts dispersed among many social pools, played pivotal roles in the dissemination of ideas. Leah Dickerman will be your guide as you make your way through this exhibition, featuring many of the most influential works from abstraction's earliest years. For detailed instructions on using this acoustic guide, please press 101 and the play button at any time.
MoMA Audio is offered free of charge, courtesy of Bloomberg.